The Anglican community here in Rome has been saying goodbye this week to the Archbishop of Canterbury's representative to the Vatican. Bishop John Flack, director of the Anglican Centre in Rome, is returning to the UK after spending the past 5 years working closely with the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity and other Vatican offices. During that time, he's helped to set up 4 meetings between Pope Benedict and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, and more recently, during the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, he organised a first-time visit for the Archbishop of York, Dr. John Sentamu. As he was preparing to return to his new job of parish priest and assistant bishop in Peterborough, I asked Bishop John what had been the most significant experiences for him over the past 5 years here in Rome.
Well, there are 2 things. There are the great events, and it's been a wonderful experience to be present at the funeral of Pope John Paul II and the inauguration of Pope Benedict. It's been a special privilege to get to know Pope Benedict in short but meaningful conversations over the last 3 years. But in addition to that, there is the day-to-day work of maintaining daily dialogue between the Anglican Communion and the Vatican, with its problems but also with its joys, and the formation, as I've said, of many friendships. So in many ways, the most significant thing to come out of the 5 years is that I have made friends in the Roman Catholic Church who will be my friends for the rest of my life, and that's a very significant thing as we journey towards the goal of unity together.
What has been the hardest challenge, perhaps, over these years?
Well, before I came, I thought I wouldn't be upset by the knowledge that I would not be able to receive Holy Communion in Roman Catholic churches. But I have found that painful, and that is a difficult challenge, that we still don't share the Eucharist in terms of receiving the body and blood of Christ together. And that's, to overcome that barrier is still something which I think is important, and which I'm sorry has not been resolved in my time.
Finally, in terms of your own personal development, if you like, what have these years in Rome really given you?
A much broader and deeper knowledge of the Roman Catholic Church, and the realisation for the first time that the Roman Catholic Church, although it is centralised, contains within it people of widely differing views and aspirations. It's a much broader based church than I thought it was. So I've learned a lot about the Roman Church, and I shall maintain my interest in deepening the links with it as I return to England.
And my thanks there to Bishop John Flack, outgoing director of the Anglican Centre here in Rome.